One place where many Iraqis have found refuge from the war is Sweden. It's taken in more than 20,000 Iraqis who've fled. That's more than any other country outside the Middle East. But now the Swedish government is stopping that flow of Iraqi refugees and sending some back home against their will. Jerome Sokolowski has this report from Stockholm.
Refugees are learning Swedish in the town of Flen, about an hour and a half from Stockholm.
Varifrån kommer Mohammed?
Han kommer från.
Han kommer.
Where does Mohammed come from, the teacher asks. From Turkey, the students reply in Swedish, much to their teacher's delight.
Okay.
The class is held inside an old church. Through the windows, you can see the red wooden houses typical of the Swedish countryside. Inside, the classroom is filled with Iraqis, Afghans, Kurds, Somalis, and others from the world's war zones. They're all hoping to get political asylum in Sweden. Ali Qasim is from Bakuba in Iraq's Diyala province. Last December, on the eve of the Muslim Feast of the Sacrifice, he says, a car bomb exploded outside his house and one of his sons was hit by shrapnel.
This is the boy. He's shown the picture of the little boy who got hurt. You know, this is 7 years old.
Ali Qasim puts his head in his hands. He can't control his grief.
He said, what have you done, this little child, 7 years old, this happened to him?
The boy survived thanks to the help of American military doctors. But he and the rest of Qasim's family are still in Iraq. The father hopes Sweden will accept them all. A few years ago, their chances would have been pretty good. But last October, the Migration Appeals Court ruled that there's, quote, no internal armed conflict in Iraq. And in recent months, nearly three-quarters of Iraqi asylum requests have been rejected. Mikael Fred of Sweden's Migration Board says he understands why there was outrage over the ruling.
You have different views, of course. But in this case, the Immigration Court of Appeal had to use the Swedish rules connected with this in our legislation.
But critics say those rules refer to conventional conflicts with rival armies holding territory, not insurgencies like the one in Iraq. They say Sweden's refugee policy is becoming tougher. Clara Steinberg, who runs the language school in Flen, says she doesn't always agree with the migration court's decisions. But she concedes that the country has become overwhelmed by refugees.
There are no places for people to stay. They are staying in camping houses, at hotels, at youth hostels. There are so many people coming in one time that it's hard for the administration to deal with it.
The Swedish government also faces political pressures. Many people are complaining that there are too many foreigners, especially in towns like Flen, where just a few decades ago almost everyone had fair hair and blue eyes. But even in this Scandinavian nation, with its reputation as a haven for refugees, anti-immigrant sentiment is growing, like elsewhere in Europe. There are few native Swedes at this trendy cafe in Stockholm. At one table, two men talk in Arabic. At another, an Iranian woman and her Chilean friend coo over a baby. At the next table is Michael Olsen, a reporter for Swedish Public Radio. He says the migration court's decision is a smokescreen for a government policy shift.
The Swedish government has for 2 years or 3 years been pounding on other countries within the EU to follow the Geneva Convention, to show some solidarity, and they haven't listened. So there has, of course, been a very pragmatic decision-making within the Swedish government. Since no one else is doing their duty, we can't do it either.
In February, Sweden signed a deal with the Baghdad government to start sending refugees back to Iraq against their will. The first deportation took place on March 11th. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Stockholm.